Hello, and welcome to Talking Opinions. I am Anthony Livingston Hall. If you have family or friends abroad, you undoubtedly know that the US presidential election dominates news and even casual conversations over there as much as it does here. For example, a few days ago, I tried to chat with a friend in Nigeria about the unfolding scandal involving that country's notorious special anti-robbery squad, known scarily enough as SARS, because reports are that this rogue army brigade has been terrorizing citizens in ways that make terrorist groups like ISIS and Boko Haram look tame. To be sure, my friend readily acknowledged that Nigerians are indeed more afraid of this personage SARS than they are of the pathogen SARS, aka COVID-19. But he soon made clear his intent to focus our chat on Donald Trump, because all he wanted was reassurance that this shithead will not be re-elected to continue treating sub-Saharan Africa like a bunch of shithole countries. This is why it would be tantamount to ignoring the proverbial elephant in the room to talk today about anything but this election. Except that, as I told my Nigerian friend, I see no point in speculating on the outcome. Besides, I am still digesting that humble pie I had to eat for doing so in 2016. Instead, I think I can provide a far more useful public service by joining the chorus of those just urging notoriously apathetic Americans to vote. So here goes. Never before in the history of US elections have so many Democrats been so determined to get so many Americans to vote. Unfortunately, never before have so many Republicans been so determined to get so many Americans not to vote. But such is the polarizing, if not tribal, nature of politics in America today. Of course, watching this election unfold, you might get the impression that Democrats are poised for a landslide victory. After all, reports abound, featuring polling stations that look like breadlines in the old Soviet Union. From coast to coast, thousands upon thousands of voters are queuing up for hours on end to vote as if their lives depended on it. No doubt you know about the Plan Your Vote campaign, which Michelle Obama and other high-profile Democrats are heading to get out the vote. This is clearly resonating in unprecedented fashion. The irony, though, is that no celebrity is doing more to drive people to the polls than the Republican President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. The simple fact is that he has become such a clear and present danger to basic democratic values, you know, like free and fair elections and the peaceful transfer of power, that even the Republicans vowing to oust him are reaching critical mass. Surely you've seen him all over TV, raising Chicken Little concerns about mail-in ballots. He is claiming that those ballots are already the source of so much fraud, chaos and confusion, that for the first time in its history, the United States is willfully conducting a presidential election that is neither free nor fair to him. Except that Trump is undermining his claims by urging his own supporters in swing states like Florida to use those very same mail-in ballots. Of course, he's doing so because he knows full well that ballot fraud is nothing more than a product of the right-wing conspiracy mill. In fact, study after study, including Trump's own Orwellian Election Integrity Commission, has shown this to be the case. But it might be helpful for you to know that Trump suffers a raging case of clinical projection. As I diagnosed in an August 2016 commentary, this disorder manifests in him accusing others of, among other faults, dishonesty, weakness, ignorance, incompetence, and even treason, all in a vain attempt to deflect from the fact that he himself is guilty of each. Sure enough, only this explains him now delivering his campaign's closing argument by accusing Joe Biden of heading a criminal family enterprise. Pot calling kettle black does not do justice to that kind of brazen, hypocritical projection. More important, though, is his accusation that Biden and the Democrats are planning to rig this general election, because it is self-evident that he and the Republicans are the ones doing all they can to do so. This includes everything from voter suppression efforts in state legislatures and courts to Russian-style disinformation campaigns all over social media. Not to mention their galling machinations to delay or waylay mail-in ballots. This is why I am convinced that only by voting early and in person can Democrats defeat every one of their attempts to throw a monkey wrench in Biden's win. It is also why I cringe in foreboding despair every time I hear influential people like Michelle and Barack Obama urging people to either mail in their ballots or plan to vote on election day. Simply put, they are being too politically correct, because they are making it seem like they're trying to get all Americans to vote, even those Americans who are voting, to re-elect Donald Trump. Meanwhile, they seem unaware that the greater the number of Democrats who mail in their ballots, the greater the number of ballots Republicans can get election officials to reject for one trumped-up reason or another. They also seem unaware that the greater the number of Democrats who wait to vote on Election Day, the easier it will be for Republicans to target voter suppression hijinks to frustrate them. Unfortunately, reports are that millions of Democrats have already subjected themselves to this all-too-predictable fate by mailing in their ballots. And this, despite my PSA commentaries dating back to August 6, in which I pleaded for them to mask up and go to the polls to bank their votes early, as if their lives depended on it, because their lives do. Frankly, I cannot overstate that voting early in person will, one, spare you the frustrations, to say nothing of the anxieties, of voting on election day. Two, ensure your vote is counted electronically, preventing election officials from rejecting your mail-in ballot, which they seem hell-bent on doing this year by the millions. And trust me, the redlining data banks used for years to discriminate against blacks and Latinos will enable them to merely look at the zip code on ballots to reject those they know are from redlined areas where mostly blacks and Latinos live. 3. Undermine Trump's declared intent to use the counting of mail-in ballots to cast doubt on what he clearly fears will be his historic defeat. And 4. Guarantee that the winner will be declared on election night, not days, weeks, or months later, as Trump is scaremongering. As I record this, 42 states, including most of the so-called swing states, have already begun early in-person voting. So, given all that, it amounts to political malpractice for anyone to encourage people to vote by mail or wait until the very last moment to vote on Election Day. Still, I am hoping, perhaps against hope, that the vast majority of the over 40 million who have already voted are not only Democrats, but Democrats who rushed to the polls instead of mailing in their ballots. Of course, either way, I am heartened that what is driving this unprecedented rush to vote is an unbridled desire to rid America of the menace to democracy that Trump represents. That said, I'd be remiss not to indict Republicans who are hell-bound for sacrificing their souls to say nothing of their political integrity, at the altar of Trump's dictatorial and dystopian ambition. And nobody personifies this Faustian sycophancy more than his Attorney General, William Barr. One need only look at the sweetheart deal he struck for Trump's Nixonian shadow, Roger Stone, or at the Trumpian big lie he parroted about Democrats using mail-in ballots to rig this election, or at the way he mocked prosecutors for prosecuting Trump's other plumbers, namely Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn. But now Trump is upping the stakes, as he invariably does, which requires Barr to put himself in legal jeopardy. Because, possessed of the clearest manifestation of dictator ideations yet, Trump is publicly demanding that Barr not only prosecute but lock up his predecessor Barack Obama, his former presidential rival Hillary Clinton, and his current presidential rival Joe Biden. And he's making it clear that, just like the rogues gallery of former sycophants now stuck under the bus or in prison, Barr will be dead to him if he does not do as Trump demands. Truth be told, it has never ceased to amaze me how sycophants like Barr fail to realize that no amount of loyalty or service to Trump will prevent him from betraying them on a whim. I mean, it's as if they are blind to the open and notorious way he not only betrayed people like his former fixer Michael Cohen, but then ridiculed them mercilessly to boot. This is why their loyalty has always said far more about the banana Republicans who serve and support Trump than about this wannabe dictator himself. But it speaks volumes that Trump is so stupid, petulant, and short-sighted. He does not see how telegraphing his intent to fire key personnel like Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray will give them every incentive to seal his doom. The point is that these Republicans have enabled him to break too many domestic norms to list and to damage too much foreign goodwill to measure. This is why the categorical imperative for the restoration now underway is to vote for the Democratic candidate, not just for president, but for every office down ballot too, even for the proverbial dog catcher. Oh, by the way, don't think we don't notice you Republicans jumping his sinking ship, but I admonish you wet rats to beware that you'd still be enabling him if you vote by writing in your favorite Republican, because this would be a lame and misguided way to seek redemption for the years spent as sycophants enabling all of Trump's norm-busting and law-breaking high crimes and misdemeanors. No, you either vote for Biden or you might as well go down with Trump's sinking ship. Indeed, Trump clearly knows that he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning a free and fair election. This is why he's flailing all over mainstream and social media like a chicken with its head cut off. This has him making a dead man's bluff to take everyone down with him, because the only real threat he poses involves creating chaos and confusion, hoping in vain that by the time everything is settled, he will have served as president for life. I know, too crazy to be true, right? Until you remember that, despite all attempts to explain the ABCs of COVID-19 to him, this shyster is still telling his supporters that it would disappear if only he could get deep state saboteurs to slow the testing down, please. In other words, despite the 8 million cases and 225,000 deaths, he wants everyone to pretend that this pandemic does not exist. Incidentally, I'm going to spare you my diatribe on the black activists who believe Biden is not woke enough to get their vote, because these cut-off-nosed to spite-faced nincompoops are even more hopelessly misguided than the white rednecks who believe Trump deserves their vote just because he keeps them entertained. The welfare of the country, and even of their own health care, be damned. Which brings me to Biden's latest campaign ad, because it features a dirge of Trump's political failures and corrupt practices that ends with the rhetorical question, had enough? And so, in addition to asking you to subscribe, today I'm also asking you to volunteer to help make this general election just a little less chaotic than it is bound to be. Please contact your local Biden-Harris campaign office to ask whether they need you to knock on doors to get people to vote early, or to work at polling stations to move people through the voting process with as much speed and little fuss as possible. Thank you in advance for doing so. If we do this right, the only people going to the polls on election day will be diehard Trump supporters lining up like sheep to the slaughter. But perhaps Mother Nature will have mercy on them and choose that day to unleash a snowstorm the likes of which no one has ever seen before. Because I can think of no better way to save those poor, misguided fools from themselves and to prevent them from sentencing us to another 4 years of the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Thank you for listening, and until the next Talking Opinions, goodbye.